Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be taking a deep dive into Kimai.
Okay.
It's a time tracking tool. And we'll be looking at some of its features.
All right.
And looking at both the open source and the SaaS options.
Sounds good.
So, you know, whether you are prepping for a meeting, maybe you're thinking about using it yourself or just curious.
Yeah.
We'll be going through all of that.
Cool.
And before we get started, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Oh, yeah.
They're the masterminds behind secure hosting solutions.
Uh-huh.
And they can even help you with your digital transformation needs. So check them out at www.safeserver.dd.
Great.
Okay. So let's jump right into it.
Okay.
What exactly is Kimai?
So Kimai is a web-based time tracking application that's actually designed for everybody from freelancers all the way up to large organizations. So basically anyone who needs to keep track of where their time goes.
So it's more than just punching in and punching out.
Yeah.
Much more.
It can do things like generate reports, create invoices. You can even manage expenses in there.
Wow.
So it's kind of a one-stop shop for streamlining your workflow.
Interesting. Okay. And I see that there's a SaaS version at kimai.cloud.
Yes.
What is that?
So that is Kimai Cloud. That's their hosted solution.
Okay.
It offers a lot of convenience. So you get a free TLS certificate, hosting, updates, backups, all taken care of for you.
Oh, wow.
And it comes with additional features like custom fields, task planning. You can even do vacation tracking.
Okay, so that sounds like a pretty good deal for people who want a more hands-off approach.
Exactly.
All right. And then I'm also seeing some stuff about version 1 and version 2. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, so version 2 is the current stable release, and that's what we'll be focusing on today.
Okay.
Version 1 is no longer supported, so we strongly advise against using it.
All right, so stick with version 2.
Exactly.
Gotcha. So let's dive a little bit deeper into these two options.
Sure.
Starting with the open source Kimai. Okay. So what's the appeal there?
Well, open source means you can self-host it.
Okay.
And you can customize it really however you want.
Uh-huh.
You have complete control over your data and how everything is set up.
Gotcha.
And it's designed to be really simple to use no matter what operating system you're on.
So no more wrestling with spreadsheets.
Exactly.
Okay, but what if I'm not that tech savvy? Then it sounds like Kimai Cloud might be more my style.
Yeah, absolutely. Kimai Cloud is all about that convenience.
Right.
They handle all the technical stuff, so you can really just focus on tracking your time and then getting insights from your data.
And speaking of insights,
yeah,
I'm kind of curious what it offers beyond just basic time tracking. So how does it actually help businesses, for instance?
Well, for starters, it takes security seriously.
Okay.
You can integrate it with systems like Google Workspace, Azure AD,
mm-hmm.
and there is optional two-factor authentication for extra peace of mind.
So that should be reassuring for businesses who are concerned about data breaches and things like that.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. What about analyzing all this time data? Yeah. Imagine that's where things get really interesting.
Yeah, you're right. Kimai lets you analyze your time by user, customer, project, activity, uh-huh. you name it. So you can really identify bottlenecks, optimize your workflows, make better data-driven decisions.
So you're not relying on gut feelings anymore. Right. You can actually see where the time is going and make adjustments as needed.
Exactly.
That sounds incredibly valuable.
It is.
Okay. And for all the project managers out there, Kimai also has some pretty robust invoicing features.
It does.
So tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, you can customize invoice templates. You can group entries together.
Okay.
You can even choose between PDF and DOCX formats.
So Kimai can help me track my time. It can analyze it.
Yeah.
And it can even help me bill for it.
That's right.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, but then I'm also seeing something called a JSON API. What is that all about?
So the JSON API lets developers integrate Kimai with other applications and tools. So if you need some custom functionality, you can either build it yourself or you can tap into existing integrations.
So it's like a secret door for those who want to take things to the next level.
Exactly.
Okay, very cool. What other hidden gems are tucked away in Kimai?
Well, one thing that sets Kimai apart is its extensibility through plugins.
Okay.
So think of them as add-ons that allow you to customize Kimai even further.
Okay.
So if there's a specific feature you need, chances are there's a plugin for it.
Now you're talking my language. Plugins are like superpowers for your software.
Exactly.
Okay, so what kind of plugins are we talking about here?
There are plugins for all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
You can enhance reporting, add custom fields, integrate with other tools. Really, the possibilities are endless.
Wow, okay. And so Kimai itself is built to be multi-user.
Yes, it is.
So it supports unlimited users with different roles and permissions.
Yeah.
And it's also available in over 30 languages.
That's right.
So that makes it accessible to a global audience.
It does.
That's pretty impressive. So it's designed for collaboration right from the get-go.
It is.
So what about managing teams within Kimai?
Yeah.
Can you keep things organized if you have a large team?
Yeah, absolutely. So the team's future lets you group users logically, like by department.
Okay.
And you can even restrict data access.
Okay.
So people only see information that's relevant to their team.
That's a good way to keep things tidy and make sure everybody's got access to the right data.
Exactly.
Okay, what about managing projects and clients?
Kimai has really robust tools for that as well.
Okay.
So you can manage customer details, project budgets, and even archive completed projects.
Okay.
And you can also export your timesheet data in various formats like Excel, PDF, CSV.
Oh, so it's really easy to share those time tracking insights with others.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Now, I noticed something about an expenses plugin. What is that?
So that plugin lets you track expenses related to your projects and activities.
Okay.
It helps you keep all your financial information in one place, which can be a lifesaver, especially for freelancers or consultants who are juggling a lot of different budgets.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sure.
Okay, and just to reiterate, Kimai takes security very seriously.
It does.
And we talked about two-factor authentication earlier, and it's available throughout the platform.
Yes, it is.
So that's just an added layer of protection.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Can't hurt to have that extra security these days. So we've got secure access,
yep.
Comprehensive reporting,
uh-huh.
Even a little something for the number crunchers out there.
We do.
Okay, because I saw something about Docker. Can you tell me a little bit about what that is and why it's relevant to Kimai?
Yeah, so Kimai offers Docker images for setting up and managing your Kimai instance.
Okay.
Which can be particularly useful for developers or anyone who's familiar with Docker environments.
Gotcha, so it's a little bit more of a technical feature for streamlining that setup process.
Exactly.
Okay, and what about people who prefer a stricter approach to time tracking?
Yeah.
I saw something about a time clock mode.
Yes. Time clock mode is for people who want a traditional punch-in, punch-out system.
Okay.
So it enforces a more structured approach to tracking those working hours.
So it's like a virtual time clock.
Basically.
Okay. Very cool. And then what about sharing information with clients? Is there a way to do that securely within Kimai?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a customer portal that lets you securely share project statistics and timesheets with your clients via a secret URL.
Okay.
And that can even be password protected.
So it's all about transparency and collaboration,
right.
But with security built right in.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. And then finally, I just want to reiterate that Kimai offers seriously comprehensive reporting and analysis features.
It does.
So you can really dig deep into your time data and get some really granular insights.
Absolutely.
That can help inform all of your decisions.
Yeah.
Wow. We have covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From basic time tracking to advanced security, integration options. Kimai seems packed with features.
It is.
Designed to meet the needs of individuals, teams, and even large organizations.
Yeah, it really is a versatile solution.
But let's shift gears a little bit and think about the bigger picture here.
Okay.
Why should our listeners care about Kimai?
Yeah.
What makes it stand out from the crowd of other time tracking apps out there?
That's a great question.
What's the so what of all of this?
Yeah, what's the so what?
Why should we be excited about Kimai?
I think what makes Kimai so compelling is it's not just about tracking time. It's about empowering you to understand and optimize how you use it.
I see.
It's about taking control of really your most valuable resource.
Okay, so it's about more than just punching the clock.
Exactly.
It's about gaining insights.
Yeah.
Making informed decisions about how we're spending our time.
Exactly. And by offering both open source and cloud-based versions, it makes these insights accessible to a wide range of users,
mm-hmm.
whether you're a freelancer, a small business, or a large corporation.
So there really is an option for everyone.
Yeah.
And thinking about its features and its open source nature, I can't help but wonder, could Kimai revolutionize how we think about and manage our time?
It's certainly a possibility.
Okay.
Kimai is challenging the idea that time tracking is purely administrative.
Mm-hmm.
It's shifting the focus to data analysis and using those insights to make strategic decisions.
So it's like taking time tracking from a chore to a strategic advantage.
Exactly.
Instead of just logging hours,
yeah.
You're using that data to become more efficient and productive.
Precisely. And by making this information easy to understand,
yeah.
Kimai empowers users to make smarter choices about their time.
So that's a powerful shift.
It is.
Instead of feeling trapped by the clock,
yeah.
We can become masters of our time.
Exactly.
It's like a whole new way of thinking about time management.
I agree. This shift could even have a ripple effect,
uh-huh.
influencing not just how we track time, but how we value and prioritize it.
So it's about more than just efficiency.
Yeah.
It's about being more mindful and intentional with our time, both at work and in our personal lives.
That's right now another factor that makes Kimai potentially revolutionary is its open source nature.
Ah, open source.
Yes.
What implications does that have for a time tracking tool like Kimai?
Well, for starters, it means transparency.
Okay.
The code is freely available, so anyone can see how it works, modify it, and distribute it.
Okay.
This fosters collaboration and allows for faster innovation.
It's like a community-driven approach to software development.
It is.
Where everybody can contribute and benefit.
Exactly. And for time tracking, this means unparalleled flexibility.
Okay.
You're not stuck with a one-size-fits-all solution.
Uh-huh.
You can tailor Kimai to your specific needs and workflows.
So you're not just using software, you're part of a community that's shaping it.
Exactly.
But I imagine there are challenges associated with open source software as well.
Okay. One challenge is potential fragmentation.
Okay.
With many contributors, different versions can emerge, leading to compatibility issues. Another is the reliance on community support.
Right.
While generally very helpful, it's not the same as having a dedicated support team.
So it requires a little bit more self-sufficiency.
It does.
And what about security?
Yeah.
Isn't that a concern with open source software?
It can be.
Okay.
Since the code is public, vulnerabilities could be exploited.
Uh-huh.
However, the open source community is usually very quick to identify and address these issues.
Okay.
It's a trade-off, greater flexibility for potentially more responsibility.
That makes sense. So it's important to weigh the pros and the cons.
It is.
Okay, speaking of trade-offs, Kimai also offers that cloud-based version, right?
Yes, they do.
What are the benefits there?
So Kimai Cloud handles all the technical aspects, hosting maintenance updates, plus you get dedicated customer support.
Okay.
It's a great option for those who prefer a more streamlined, hands-off experience.
So it's all about convenience and peace of mind.
Exactly.
You don't need to be a tech expert to benefit from Kimai's features. But are there any downsides to the cloud-based version?
Well, cost is a factor.
Okay.
Kimai Cloud is subscription-based.
Uh-huh.
While the open source version is free,
right.
You also have to consider data privacy and security. Your data is stored on their servers, so you're trusting them to keep it safe.
Right.
And you have less control over customization and integration compared to the open source version.
Okay, so again, it's about choosing the option that best aligns with your needs and priorities.
It is.
Open source offers that flexibility and control.
Yep.
While cloud-based provides that convenience and support.
Exactly. Now zooming out even further.
Okay.
Let's think about the potential impact of Kimai's approach on the future of work.
Ooh, I love big picture thinking.
I know, me too.
How could Kimai change how we work?
Well, one potential impact is a shift toward outcome-based work.
Okay.
Imagine focusing less on hours clocked and more on results achieved.
Instead of feeling pressured to be always on,
yes,
we could be evaluated based on what we actually produce.
That's right.
That could lead to more flexibility and autonomy for workers.
Precisely. It could also lead to more meaningful and engaging work experiences.
Okay.
Where people feel a stronger connection to the impact they're making.
Yeah.
And Kimai's data could help organizations make better decisions about resource allocation and project management.
So it's like Kimai is helping us move toward a more efficient, results-oriented, and ultimately more fulfilling way of working.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another potential impact is increased transparency and data-driven decision-making.
Okay.
By making time data readily available,
mm-hmm.
Kimai could promote more informed decisions at all levels of an organization.
It's about shining a light on how time is being used.
Yes.
And making sure it's being used effectively.
Right. This could lead to fairer compensation models as well.
Okay.
With clear data on how time contributes to value creation.
Yeah.
We can ensure everyone is fairly compensated for their contributions.
So it's not just about making businesses more efficient.
Nope.
It's about making them more equitable and transparent as well.
Exactly. While the future is uncertain, it's exciting to think about how Kimai's approach to time tracking could shape the way we work and how we think about work.
Absolutely. It seems like Kimai is at the forefront of a potential shift in work culture.
It could be.
One that emphasizes results.
Yes.
Transparency and data-driven decision-making.
It's a fascinating development, but before we get too carried away,
okay.
I think it's crucial to acknowledge the importance of human judgment in all this.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Data is just a tool.
It is.
We need to apply critical thinking and human insight to make those data-driven decisions truly meaningful.
Right. Kimai can help us identify patterns and trends, but it's up to us to understand the context consider the nuances
okay.
and make judgments based on a holistic understanding of the situation.
So it's about using data to augment our decision-making, not replacing human judgment altogether.
Exactly.
It's a collaboration between human intelligence and data insights.
Precisely, Kimai gives us the raw materials, but it's our responsibility to use those materials to craft something valuable.
Okay.
And by combining the power of data with human insight, we can unlock new levels of efficiency, productivity, and innovation.
Like having all the ingredients for a delicious meal.
Yeah.
Kimai provides the ingredients, but it's our skill and creativity that turn those ingredients into a culinary masterpiece.
I love that analogy. It perfectly captures the essence of how data and human insight can work together to create something truly special.
Yeah.
Now, before we wrap up this part of our deep dive into Kimai, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned and what it all means.
So welcome back to the show. We've been spending this episode exploring the depths of Kimai.
Yeah.
From its features, its user testimonials, and even its potential to reshape how we approach time tracking. Maybe even work itself.
It's been quite a journey.
It really has. So before we wrap things up,
okay,
let's distill some of the key takeaways from our deep dive today.
Sounds good.
Where do we even begin?
Well, I think first and foremost, Kimai stands out as a powerful and versatile time tracking solution that can truly adapt to your needs.
Right. Whether you're drawn to the flexibility of the open source version or the convenience of Kimai Cloud.
Right.
There's an option that fits.
Absolutely.
And it's not just about logging hours. It's about gaining a deeper understanding of your workflow.
Yeah.
And making data-driven decisions to optimize your productivity.
Exactly. Kimai offers robust reporting analysis and integration capabilities that go way beyond basic timekeeping.
And we even saw how real users are praising its simplicity, reliability, and customer support.
Yep. It's always a good sign.
It is. And when we take a step back and consider the bigger picture.
Yeah.
It's clear that Kimai is aligned with some major trends in the workplace today.
Yeah.
Things like the focus on data-driven decisions, a desire for efficiency, and even a move towards outcome-based work models.
It's almost like Kimai anticipated these changes and provided a solution ready-made for the modern workforce.
And let's not forget its open source nature.
Right.
Which promotes transparency, encourages collaboration, and fuels constant innovation.
Exactly. It really showcases the power of community-driven development.
So we've got a tool that's user-friendly, it's packed with features, it's constantly evolving, and even has a vibrant community behind it.
Yeah.
What's not to love?
I agree, but I think the most significant takeaway from our exploration is the potential for Kimai to change how we think about time tracking altogether.
That's what really stuck with me, too.
Yeah.
It's not just about a new piece of software. It's a different mindset.
It is.
So tell me more about this shift in thinking.
Well, for many, time tracking evokes those dreaded timesheets, feelings of micromanagement, and an overall sense of being controlled.
Right. It's seen as a chore.
Yeah.
A necessary evil.
Yeah.
Not exactly something that sparks joy, right?
No, not at all. But Kimai reframes time tracking as a tool for empowerment and insight.
Okay.
Instead of being a burden, it becomes a source of valuable information that can help us make better decisions about how we use our time.
So instead of being a slave to the clock,
right,
we can become the masters of our time.
Exactly.
It's a subtle but powerful distinction.
It is. And by providing such detailed data on how time is spent and how it contributes to outcomes, Kimai supports the movement towards those outcome-based work models that we were discussing earlier.
Where the focus shifts from hours worked to results achieved.
Exactly.
This could be a game changer.
It could.
Especially with the growing desire for flexibility and work-life balance.
Absolutely. It has the potential to create a more engaging work experience where people feel ownership over their time.
Uh-huh.
And they see a direct link between their effort and the impact they're making.
So we go from dreading time tracking to seeing it as a tool for personal and professional growth.
Yeah.
That's a pretty powerful shift.
It is. And that brings us back to a question we posed earlier.
Okay.
Could Kimai, with its robust features, its open source nature, and this potential to change our mindset, revolutionize how we manage time?
It's a question worth pondering, and I really encourage all of our listeners to consider it for themselves.
Me too.
There's no easy answer.
Nope.
But exploring the possibilities is what the deep dive is all about.
Exactly. As Kimai continues to evolve and gain momentum, it will be fascinating to watch how it shapes the future of work.
Yeah.
And how we manage that most precious resource, time.
And if you're intrigued by what you heard today, I encourage you to visit Kimai's website at www.kimai.org.
Yes.
And explore the cloud version at www.kimai.org. Kimai.cloud,
yeah,
you might discover a tool that completely transforms how you approach time management.
And a huge thanks to SafeServer, our sponsor, for making this episode possible.
Absolutely.
You can find them at www.safeserver.d.
They provide top-notch digital transformation and hosting services, and they even host Kimai themselves.
They do.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Kimai.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you've gained some valuable insights and are inspired to take control of your time in a whole new way.
Until next time.
Keep exploring.
Keep questioning.
And keep diving deep.